Such a pleasure to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. As part of our ongoing coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic, we've also invited listeners to share some of the experiences they've had over working from home, staying at home, all the different sorts of cultural effects of that on relationships, different types of gathering and the like. But of course, one of the aspects of this are video conferences or telephone conferences that have gone awry or had funny, unintentional moments that have been part of those conferences. I'd like to hear from you some of the experiences that you've had with those events that have gone awry, whether they involve pets, bathroom experiences, microphones that were on when you thought or the other person thought they were muted. You can share those with us during this coming segment of Air Talk at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Also, the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Tweet your unfortunate Zoom experience at Air Talk, and also post on the Air Talk Facebook page. Well, here is an example of one of these odd events, this on a teleconference. The U.S. Supreme Court, as oral arguments were being presented this just a couple of days ago.
We're going to be saying, hey, call your congressman and change these laws that apply to banks. And what the FCC has said is that when the subject matter of the call ranges to the topics, then the call is transformed.
I don't think that the flush was a comment on the argument that was being presented to the justices, but just one example where someone presumably thought that their phone was muted when it wasn't. We may never know who was behind that toilet flush during the middle of the arguments. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. One of the frustrations I've had with some of the Zoom conferences that I've been part of is people not muting their microphone. And so talking to their pets, making dinner, banging pots and pans around. I've been on some evening teleconferences where someone's cooking dinner, leaving the microphone on as they're preparing the food, just so that they have the opportunity to share a comment, but not thinking about how any of that noise, which in person might be minimal, is magnified with the very narrow audio fidelity of a laptop microphone. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Susan in Burbank says, I just got out of rehab, and congratulations on that, Susan, and take part in an outpatient program that's online. People don't think about what's in the background of the video. The third day, Susan says she was taking part in her outpatient a sobriety program, you could see one of the participants clearly drinking in the background. That's Susan in Burbank, 866-893-KPECC, or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. So what even is the point there? I guess if it's court mandated or job mandated, I guess that's why you'd bother to show up for the teleconference and be drinking at the same time. That's the only thing that I can think of. 866-893-KPECC. Silas says, and people should keep in mind not to chew while they're talking in video conferences. Yeah, that also is a good point. I've experienced that too. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. There have been some very funny examples of this that have been written about. There was the woman who was experimenting with filters that she uses. I was reading in BuzzFeed News that the political director, People for the American Way, Lizette Ocampo, was trying out different filters to use for a virtual happy hour that she takes part with in community leaders, and she accidentally ended up as a potato and couldn't figure out how to undo it, so she just took part in the whole event as a potato the entire time. 866-893-KPCC. And did you see the one of the priest who's doing mass with confetti going all around him? Somehow he accidentally triggered the confetti filter on his video conference that he was feeding. And then other people started adding their own bizarre sorts of filters as the priest was conducting mass. 866-893-KPCC. Fiona Ng, our senior producer, asked the wonderful question, why do people have on their Zoom video when they're just sitting there looking bored as though they wish they were anyplace else? That's an excellent question. 866-893-5722. Joanne, in Santa Monica, you're on Air Talk.
Hi. So my husband was having a meeting with a faculty, and he was his desk is outside of our bathroom and our bedroom, and I didn't realize that he was on. And as I was walking from the bathroom into our bedroom from the shower, I was naked. And just before I got on camera, he put his hand up to say, stop. Nobody could see us.
So thank goodness for your husband's peripheral vision that he saw you coming.
True that, yes.
Wow. Now, let's say that he hadn't seen it and you would have just walked behind him. Is that something you feel like he or you could have played off, or did you feel like you'd never live that down?
Oh, I think a little bit of both. I would have played it off, and he would never let me live it down.
All right. Very popular faculty member with his wife making an unscheduled appearance. Joanne, thank you so much for starting us off and sharing your experience. 866-893-KPCC. Bradford in Corona, what's your ill-timed video conference or teleconference experience?
I was on a WebEx, and I had a boss of mine forget that she was not muted, and she took a bong hit in the middle of somebody's presentation.
Oh, did anyone comment on it?
I think we all did offline. We had a text message stream going on where somebody said, oh, my God, did this person just take a bong hit?
But it explained why your boss got mellower and mellower as the meeting went on, right?
Well, she was pretty mellow in the first place, but it was just, it explained a lot of things to many of us.
All right. Hey, Bradford, thanks so much. In Corona, 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Oh, Janaki in Highland Park, who worked with us on many AirTalks producing for us. Janaki, please share your experience.
Yeah, so I was actually playing a Dungeons & Dragons game, so obviously my background had to be this big dragon breathing down on me, and I started a new job not that long ago, actually, in radio, and lo and behold, forgot to turn off my background, went to a morning pitch meeting, bleary-eyed, with a dragon as my background, which was pretty embarrassing.
That's funny. So, Janaki, we should mention that job is with NPR. And so how did people respond to you having the D&D background?
You know, it's a pretty high-intensity pitch meeting in the morning. Everyone gets like 30 seconds to a minute to talk. And I just saw a few smirks on screen. It's like 20, 25 of us. But everyone was kind enough not to point it out.
That's funny. So is their pitch meeting in the morning more intense than ours?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not surprised. Ours is fairly loose. Janaki, thanks so much. And terrific congratulations on your recent hiring, NPR, working on All Things Considered. Great to have you call in.
Larry, take care.
Thanks. I trust our meetings are more fun, but I won't put you on the spot, Janaki. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We'll continue by taking more listener calls, Zoom meetings, FaceTime fails, phone conferences with unplanned sounds that came through. 866-893-5722. Back in a moment on the KPCC app and 89.3 KPCC. When the producers screen phone calls, they distill what the message is and share it for me. The only problem is I start laughing before I have a chance to take the calls. I'll try and be more disciplined. Virginia in Torrance says, I was participating in a yoga tutorial, and the instructor was trying to teach when my parakeet started flying around the room, landed on my head, making incredibly loud noises. It was so disruptive, I had to leave the meeting. All right, Virginia, 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Max in San Dimas, please share your experience.
Yeah, so... I'm a student, so my friends and I, we have our Zoom meetings, and, you know, we put the funny backgrounds and everything. And one day I put some wrestlers in the background. I forgot to take them off. So the next morning, my mom goes to do her Zoom meeting with all her mom friends, and she turns on the video, and behind her are all these big guys with huge muscles, and all her friends lose it.
I love it. So she uses your laptop totally unaware of the settings. That's great.
Yeah, it's a game of blind trust.
So I hope she took it in good spirits.
Of course.
All right, Max. Thanks so much. 866-893-KPECC. Raphael in Fullerton, you're on Air Talk.
Hey, Larry, big fan.
Thanks.
I'm actually a city inspector, and we've been pushing the virtual inspections.
Mm-hmm.
I had a virtual inspection scheduled with a property owner to see that he corrected some violations. The poor guy turned on the bunny filter because it was right before Easter on video messenger. So he did the first half of the virtual inspection with bunny ears on.
Oh, that's funny. Did you end up passing him?
He did pass.
Okay.
Colored.
That's so funny. So he wasn't doing it as a statement about government regulation. It was not. It was unintentional.
Oh, poor guy knew he had them on, but did not know how to take them off.
Oh,
it wasn't
funny.
Until halfway into our inspection that his friend was able to take off the bunny ears.
That's so funny. Raphael, thanks so much. Appreciate your listening. As you conduct inspections now virtually, 866-893-KPECC, the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You can tweet at AirTalk, and we have a number of comments already coming in from listeners on that, including Kimberly writing on the AirTalk Facebook page, I'm head of finance for a major local nonprofit. My cat decided to put her butt right in front of my camera as I was presenting financials. Well, Kimberly, that must have, I wonder if they thought that was symbolic about, you know, given what so many nonprofits are dealing with right now. 866-893-KPECC. Lizard tweets at AirTalk, people keep falling asleep during the Zoom meetings that I'm on. Again, you think if they're feeling that sleepy, they turn off the camera, the video feed. Let's talk with Annie in Mar Vista. Annie, what was your funny incident with video conferencing?
Well, I got my son all set up on his fourth grade Zoom in the morning, and then I ran to take a quick shower. And after my shower, I walked across the hall from the bathroom to the closet without my towel, and I opened the closet door, and my son had moved from the kitchen to escape our two-year-old to my closet floor. And he was sitting on the closet floor with his entire fourth.
Oh, Annie, I think we just lost you. Oh, there you are. Okay. So he's on Zoom with his entire fourth grade as you're opening the closet door completely naked.
Yes, his middle-aged mother in horror, naked and surprised, and he was even more horrified on the screen.
So was the laptop at least pointed away from the closet door?
Yes, fortunately, because as another mom had told me, oh, I would have heard if they had seen anything.
All right. Eddie, that's so funny. I can only imagine your son was quite shocked. 866-893-KPECC. Mike in Palm Springs, what was your experience with Zoom?
Hi, Larry. I'm a doctor, and I was I was on conference with my hospital colleagues, and I was kind of new to this whole thing. So when I zoomed into the conference, thinking that I'm only going to be on audio, I had my shirt off. And of course, immediately, to my horror, I saw myself, you know, half naked. So I got it away quickly and tried as much as I can to shut off the video. I'm not sure anybody caught it, but they were either too polite, didn't say anything, or they got a good laugh at it.
I was wondering if they teased you about it when you showed up at the hospital. But such a funny experience. I think a lot of people have been caught by that, not especially particularly early on, if they had the default to the video being on once they joined the conference, being caught by surprise as you were. So, Mike, it hasn't it hasn't in any way impaired your aura as a doctor, I'm hoping.
No, I think my dignity hopefully is still intact.
Right. Thank you so much for sharing that. Mike in Palm Springs joining us on Air Talk. Again, you can share some of your funny or embarrassing experience via video conferencing or teleconferencing. Julie tweets at Air Talk, I was on a call with a friend who was launching a book, and his parents-in-law kept unmuting themselves and asking if anyone was there and could they be heard. It was kind of charming, but also a little embarrassing for the family. Again, you can tweet at AirTalk, share your comments on the AirTalk Facebook page, or you can add on the AirTalk page itself at kpecc.org. Julie tweets at AirTalk, my partner's a math professor teaching from home. Our cat could be heard on screen. His students asked about the cat's name and were disappointed to learn she wasn't named after a famous mathematician, so we've renamed the cat Tarski. All right. Thanks so much. Hello, it was perfect AirTalk contribution. We have much more to come in the second hour. We'll be back here on KPCC.